Where else might life have evolved besides Earth? Scientists are about to get a new shot at answering that question because in December, NASA plans to launch the most powerful telescope ever put into space. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports that we'll spend a lot of time studying planets outside of our solar system.
Laura Kreidberg studies planets that orbit distant stars. She's an astronomer at the Max Planck Institute for Astronomy in Germany. And she says for her entire career, she's been waiting for the James Webb Space Telescope.
I think the earliest discussions about James Webb were happening in the 1990s when I was in elementary school.
Astronomers wanted to build a huge telescope that could capture light from some of the earliest galaxies to appear after the Big Bang. This telescope has been a long time coming.
It has been something that has been looming on the horizon every year. It's, you know, one more year.
Finally, it's scheduled to launch this December. The James Webb Space Telescope is named after a former NASA administrator. And once it's in space, one of its major activities will be studying planets beyond our solar system. Kreidberg says that was never part of its original mission. When this telescope was first proposed, such planets had only just started to be discovered.
Now, 25 years after the first planet was discovered around another star, we know that pretty much every star, on average, has at least one planet.
The trouble is, it's difficult to know what these far-off planets are really like. Scientists usually never see the planet. They detect it indirectly by watching how the planet affects its star. Lisa Kaltenegger is an astronomer at Cornell University. She says it is sometimes possible to learn a bit about a planet's atmosphere by analyzing starlight that filters through it.
We can do this analysis right now for the big hot planets with lots of gas that the light shines through. But for the small planets like the Earth with a little bit of an atmosphere, we need to catch more light to do the same thing.
Because James Webb is huge, it can catch enough light to let scientists analyze the chemical makeup of small rocky planets' atmospheres. That's important because if any of those planets has life, you'd expect to see certain combinations of different gases in the air, like oxygen plus methane. Nicole Lewis, another astronomer at Cornell, says these telltale gas mixtures are called biosignatures.
The James Webb Space Telescope does have the capability to measure those key biosignatures.
One intriguing planetary system that James Webb will study is about 40 light years away. There's a small, cool star that's orbited by 7 Earth-sized planets. 3 of them orbit in a zone where temperatures should be mild enough to have water in liquid form. Lewis says the first question scientists want to answer is, do these planets have air?
And then we're going to go from there. Okay, what's that air made of? And is the air the same for planets that are close to the star or planets that are far from the star? And so it's a perfect little laboratory that, you know, nobody expected we would find. And it's a perfect target for the James Webb Space Telescope.
Still, trying to tease out subtle combinations of gases that might mean life is a really, really hard thing to do. And remember, James Webb was never designed with this in mind. That's why, even as scientists are excited for it to launch later this year, many are also pushing for future space telescopes that will be designed from the start to search other planets for signs of life. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.